from Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Steve Mork. It's Monday, December 30th. Coming up, we'll listen to a conversation with author Jonathan Alter about his book on Jimmy Carter's life. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Elected leaders in Illinois are mourning the death of Jimmy Carter. The 39th U.S. president died yesterday at the age of 100. In a statement on social media, Governor J.B. Pritzker said Carter, quote, truly exemplified what it meant to live a life full of service. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin offered condolences to Carter's family, former staff members, and, quote, the untold millions of people throughout the world whose lives are better because Jimmy Carter lived. And U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth said Carter created a legacy we will never forget. She praised how Carter rose from being a peanut farmer to a Navy veteran, governor of Georgia, and president of the U.S. from 1977 to 1981. All job postings made by Illinois companies with 15 or more employees are now required to include pay scale and benefit information. That's thanks to a new state law taking effect on January 1st. Sharmili Majmudar is with Women Employed. It's a nonprofit fighting for equity in the workforce that also advocated for the law. She says a change like this can begin to address gender and racial pay gaps.
When we discuss salary ranges openly, it becomes harder for bias. Whether that bias is unconscious or conscious, it becomes harder for bias to actually influence pay decisions.
Illinois joins a growing list of states from New York to Washington that have enacted salary range transparency laws. Economists say the slowdown in the agricultural economy has continued, according to an ag finance update from the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City. It shows farm income and loan repayment rates weakened this fall. Continuously high input costs and lower prices for commodities impacted farm incomes, making it harder for people to repay loans. Rod Mozell, president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, says farmers are under cost pressures, face weather challenges, and now lower commodity prices. He said beef production is a bright spot, and although cattle numbers are low and demand has driven up beef prices, input costs are still high for ranchers.
Even though they're in a more profitable situation than many of the crop producers, they're in a squeeze because of the high cost of inputs to feed their animals and take care of their animals.
The update also noted the report found the average interest rates on farm loans lowered slightly. A new Illinois law taking effect January 1st aims to protect the rights of pregnant people while they are incarcerated. Mawa Iqbal has more.
The law ensures pregnant people are not forcibly restrained and can access supplemental nutrition while inside. It also mandates that all female detainees get a medical screening within 2 weeks of arriving at a county or state facility, among other things. Alexis Mansfield is with the Women's Justice Institute, a Chicago-based nonprofit advocating for an end to women's mass incarceration. She says this law depends on incarcerated people knowing what their rights are.
Things like you're not allowed to be, someone who's pregnant is not supposed to be put in a bed more than 3 feet off the ground. But how are you going to know that unless that's posted?
According to the American Medical Association, the female incarceration population has skyrocketed since the 70s, and more people are entering jails and prisons pregnant. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Still to come, we'll listen to a conversation with Jonathan Alter about a book on Jimmy Carter's life. That story coming up next on 217 Today. But first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for cloudy skies with a chance of rain late in the day and a high of 48 degrees and a southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with rain likely and a low of 38 degrees, a northeast wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, cloudy and breezy with rain likely and a high of 43 degrees, a northwest wind 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 25 degrees, a northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for Wednesday and New Year's Day, partly cloudy and colder with a high of 32 degrees and a northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, for New Year's Eve, we're taking a sonic journey through some of the biggest stories of the past year. I'm Brian Mackey. I hope you'll join us for 2024 in sound as covered by The 21st Show.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Steve Mork. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter has died. He was 100 years old. The Georgia peanut farmer served one turbulent term in the White House before building a reputation as a global humanitarian and champion of democracy. Illinois native Jonathan Alter wrote a biography about Carter. In October of 2020, he talked with Brian Mackey of the 21st Show about Carter and contrasted him with then-President Donald Trump.
Carter was the first president to release his taxes. And his accountant said, well, on the peanut warehouse, you had these deductions. You don't actually owe anything. He said, I can't release taxes where I haven't paid taxes. You know, you only owed a little bit, more than $750. But he said, you know, this doesn't look right. So he didn't take certain deductions he was owed so that he would pay more in taxes. And then every president since him released their taxes until Trump. In some cases, Carter did things that made other things possible. So Trump would never have been impeached if it wasn't for Jimmy Carter, because in addition to many, many pieces of legislation, 14 major pieces of environmental legislation, the first clean energy in this country, so many other things that are not known about him and why he's an underrated president. In addition to all of that, there was the Ethics in Government Act and the Inspector General Act of 1978. And these two bills created the first whistleblower protections and the first inspectors general. And Trump would not have been impeached without both of them.
You write about the 1976 election. And one of Carter's feats there was uniting the different factions of the Democratic Party, in some ways cementing some of the coalitions that still hold today. So you describe the Democratic National Convention in 76 as having these improbable juxtapositions, George Wallace and Coretta King, Mayor Daley and Gene McCarthy, and the orchestra playing We Shall Overcome. Can you talk about the feat of unifying a divided Democratic Party and what lessons there might be for Democrats in 2020 and beyond?
Well, yeah, it was a love fest in 1976, especially compared to 1980 when Ted Kennedy challenged Jimmy Carter in the Democratic primaries and split the party. And Carter, when I asked him, you know, what his biggest failure was as president, he said that he didn't attend more to the Democratic Party. So this is something that Joe Biden, if he's elected, is going to have to watch, you know, because there are these schisms in the Democratic Party that have been papered over in this effort to defeat President Trump.
Can you talk about, you know, how much of Carter's political failure was owed to Carter and how much was it owed to events that were outside of his control?
I think it was a combination. He disdained politics much more than was healthy for him. You know, Rosalynn Carter, his very formidable wife, who was nice enough to share the steamy love letters that Jimmy wrote her from the Navy. She was the more political of the two. And she was always telling him, don't do this now. It's not popular. Wait till the second term. And he was, no, we got to do this now. It's right for the country. And the politics will take care of themselves. Well, they didn't. And he eventually got swamped by events and by some of his own political ineptitude. And so, but, you know, a historian's job is not just to assess whether they were popular in their time. Harry Truman was very unpopular when he left office, even more unpopular than Carter. But to look at what they achieved and how did they look over the horizon for what was in the interest of the American people. So my book starts with him putting solar panels on the roof of the White House in 1979. And you know, when I interviewed Barack Obama about Carter, he said among the things that Carter did beyond human rights, which had a huge impact on the democratization of the world, was taking renewable energy from what Obama called the counterculture into the mainstream American culture. And now it's the future of the American economy. And this process was begun by Jimmy Carter. And I was kind of stunned to learn that if he'd been reelected, he would have begun to address climate change in his second term. And that adds an almost tragic dimension to his defeat at the hands of Ronald Reagan in 1980.
That was an October 2020 interview on The 21st Show featuring host Brian Mackey and author Jonathan Alter, who wrote the book His Very Best, Jimmy Carter, A Life. Former President Jimmy Carter died yesterday at the age of 100. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda, reporting contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Mawa Iqbal, Anna Pope, and Brian Mackey. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Steve Mork.